Do you think he hides his purchases from his wife or wives?
All of them.
You bought another gaming company, didn't you? What am I going to do with this?
Welcome to the Spin Dash Retro Gaming Podcast. Prepare yourself for the joy of classic gaming. Fired straight into your delicate little ear holes. Fire away.
Feta, the metaverse. I saw the commercial, dude. What is he smoking?
They are trying so hard to make him likable. He's a fucking robot. I mean, you can't.
Well, have you seen pictures of him over the years? Do you see someone do a comparison of him? It's him slowly losing his soul. Like, you see him like this, like fresh, like smiling. Goofy looking, you know, college kid, to literally just him, like, he gets paler and paler. And then he has, like, the demeanor or you can see, like, the life of his face is completely drained.
Where he looks like a Borg. Look, yeah. Well, somebody dressed up as him when he was surfing.
Oh, God.
That same outfit with the white paint. Like, he had SPF 9000 on his face.
He's like an android. I could see him walking amongst the population, though. Hello, fellow people. It's like, you're not from here. I think he's slowly been replacing chunks of his... He's like Darth Vader. He's just slowly been replacing himself with technology.
So this part on. Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about video games, right?
I guess it's supposed to be a video game pod. It's the shit on Mark Zuckerberg and talk about fantasy football podcast.
Yeah.
And boomers.
I'm getting... Yeah, I definitely drank the beers too early today.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy.
Well, boys.
Ooh.
This is episode 36 of Spin Dash.
Spoon Dash?
Spoon Dash. Spin Dash. This has come fast upon us like an early midlife crisis, which we have sort of equated this whole collecting hobby to, right? Like, we were joking that guys buy cars or, you know, vacation houses, but we buy video games.
We can't even have a midlife crisis properly.
No.
I mean, that's we need to aim higher.
We're nerds. Nerds at heart. They back to the roots.
So if we go back there, then if you had the money, just have the money. What would be the thing you would actually be willing to buy video game wise if you had that money, had that sports car money, that midlife crisis?
Oh, so I mean, I can.
Like, what is your legit midlife crisis video game / or game centric item?
I think I said this on other episodes. I have this weird obsession with the Voltron consoles, like stacking up ridiculous add-ons on things. So like, would buy all these. I would buy like a 64 disc drive. I would buy like a Super Famicom Satellaview. I would buy the entire Sega Tower of Power. I would buy this disgusting, offensive Leviathan of fucking hardware and just build it up. That's what I want. I want absurd.
I'd buy old arcade games and have a wall, because I grew up, my dad had a game room and we had a pool table and a ping pong table, but there was never any arcade stuff in there. And I always thought that would be nice to just have a wall of, you know, stand up ones, maybe a racing game, pinball. I used to love the claw machine. I know that sounds cliche, but dude, that was so much fun. So I do a claw machine and just put random shit in there.
Put
beers, claw machine for beers. There we go.
You have to refrigerate it.
Yeah,
let's make you nips.
That could do it. Yes, mystery.
I think me and you, John, are on the same wavelength. I think I'd do something like that, where and not because I had one, but because I'd always wanted one.
Yeah, man. I mean, that was something we went to the arcade to play these games. It wasn't like we could just do it every day, you know, games that we had.
What would you get? Mm-hmm. What arcade cabinet would you get?
Oh,
I would actually legit do. Ooh, what would you do?
I was going to say Hydro Thunder was so much fun.
Oh, we should add that to this fucking list. I love Hydro Thunder.
Yep. Turtles in Time. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Any of the, like, I think it was Primal Rage. Every year when I was a kid, we had a family reunion on Columbus Day in Hampton Beach because it was centered for like the aunts and uncles and all that. And we'd go and they had this massive boardwalk arcade. Nobody would be there. So like me and my little cousin, we had free reign of this whole place. And they had so much stuff there, dude. It was a blast. Like the big screen Primal Rage with the speakers. So like all you could hear in that arcade was dinosaurs just dying. Yeah. And so I that arcade, man, the one we had, Matt, the Bangor Mall, that was pretty good.
It was just enough for the area. I remember one of my friends, they would save up quarters in this giant, like, it was like a water cooler jug. Yep. And when they filled it up with quarters, they would go, and I got to go one of those times when they just dumped it out, and it was amazing. Playing Mortal Kombat. The fuck else did we play? One. Simpsons. We played the, like, four-player Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, with Bart had the skateboard.
Yeah, March at the Vacuum.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I'd want. I'd probably do one pinball machine, and the one that comes to mind is I played this at the local comic book shop in Portland, and they had a Freddy Krueger pinball machine. I'd have that. Capcom versus Marvel.
Yep.
I love that one on there. Original Pac-Man.
You go original. You wouldn't go Miss Pac-Man?
Original. I'd probably do Miss Pac-Man.
I would say I'd want Miss Pac-Man. I've threatened that to Nikki a couple times.
That's expensive cabinet. It's pricey.
Is it? How's Dig Dug? Because that's the other one. Dig Dug is the other one that I would want. Oh, snap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think I had that one. Time Cop.
Oh, with that, where you had the pedal and the pistol?
You
push down on the pedal to go.
I think it was just a pistol gun. Just a gun.
There was, I remember there was one where you, to like pop out a cover, you had a pedal on the floor.
Yeah, and Cruising in the USA. I think it was Cruising in the USA.
Cruising USA, Cruising World was the,
Those would be my five, I think. I'd like have this in the room.
Yeah. NFL Blitz was in the Bangor Mall for like 3 years. I love that one. It was where you just had like 3-on-3 football and you could beat the shit out of people.
There's actually a arcade / pinball machine place that sells in Wyndham.
The shell, I've seen the shells for sale for not much money, just like the particle board cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then you just, I don't know, with the TV too. Like, yeah, you gotta get the right amount of grease from everybody on the joysticks and from buttons.
Vintage Arcade Superstore online, Dig Dug is $3,495.
Oh, then I should take two. Yeah.
That's a tenth of a sports car.
You can upgrade it to a 19-inch LCD monitor for $250.
No, that's a downgrade.
Fully restored with artwork, $900.
Oh.
Well, then that's...
Well, what? Fully restored old one?
These are upgrades.
Upgrades.
Oh.
So if you
plus 900 on top, yeah. No,
so
I...
you're looking... Yeah. But that's
again,
that's,
man, you got to go hunting. You got to have those barn finds.
Someone's got a Miss Pac-Man sitting on a barn.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything, dude. I've been to yard sales around Bangor down here. There is not a video game. I think we missed the wave.
No, I think COVID didn't put out as much as you think. I missed a whole
even
bunch.
In the last before COVID, man, like in the last 5 to 6 years, you know, I was on Marketplace. I mean, I didn't see a whole lot.
You just didn't have me with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. What are you drinking? Go get a drink.
Nothing, because I literally have no more booze in my house.
That's what I ran into.
What is the matter with you guys?
And I don't feel like doing. I'm not doing shots, so.
No, I stepped up, Nick. You need to. I have a White Claw here, and there's a story behind why I have this White Claw. So I had some bad, a bad 2 weeks at work. So I drank all my beer, and I polished off a bottle of scotch. So I have nothing.
Wow.
Like, I could, you know, do something with vodka or tequila, but I don't really want to do that. So I was like, I'm just going to steal Nikki's drinks. I've gone through my drinks. I'm going to drink hers. So I have a White Claw, raspberry, 100 calories and gluten free.
Does it taste like TV static?
What?
Yeah, somebody said White Claws taste like somebody's yelling at you through TV static. Like, what? You get like work, you get hyper drunk off of them, but the mouthfeel is weird.
I've never heard that and I love it.
Yeah, never. Yeah. That's insane.
I don't know. They have a weird aftertaste. I like
I Truly better.
Yeah.
Truly's are good.
What about Nick, you're just drinking some Moxie?
No. Just I'm not doing any soda right now. Polar Seltzer Pomegranate Apple.
There you go. You both have better than me for once.
Well,
you got fermented goat milk.
Yeah, some more kefir. No, I was like, I want a porter because it's cold out. And I got this blended with Aroma Joe's coffee. And it tastes like they took all the old coffee from every Aroma Joe's and just put it in this can because it is trash. But it wasn't cheap, so I have to drink it.
That's the worst. That's the worst feeling when you paid good money for shit.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any pickups?
Well, I'll be getting one pickup for the next round, apparently, now. No pickups.
No pickups.
Not from here.
I have one that should have been here, but it is lost in New Jersey. So
all places.
New Jersey.
I'm gonna say right now, fuck you, New Jersey. And fuck the post office in New Jersey. I know it's like everyone can just shit on the post office. That you're expected to do that. Yeah. My little local post office, they do a good job. But everyone else's post office, fucking shit show. And New Jersey, what a dumpster fire. So New Jersey, I'm calling you out. Your postal service is complete and utter fucking trash. Find my game.
It is a busy state, so I can see that happening.
Yeah, seeing as their towns have more than the population of your town that you live in.
I go into my post office and it's like, hey, how you doing? Haven't seen you in a while. You go to these other places and it's like, get the fuck out of here. Where's my package coming? A year, fuck off.
It's because everyone in your town is awaiting death because they're old.
John, I had an idea. Never mind.
I said totally waiting with bated breath.
My brain is literally fried between everything going on. So,
it's I'm just going to let you chime in.
No.
Matt will have some good music where it's just like.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I think you overestimate my editing. My editing ability, I think, if you were to trend it, like I've spent continually less effort into my editing. Like originally, I'm like, there's a bump in this. And now it's kind of like, the effort to bitch John out about bumping around, like it's got to be like an 8 or worse.
You're gonna catch me this time, Matt.
I mean, you're at the call center again, but that's all right.
You could buy me some gloves, Matt. Some big padded gloves that don't make any noise.
I just need to build you like a recording suit so that your body can't move at all. You're just kind of stuck like this.
I think John needs a stand up. A stand-up booth.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we do record late, but I should sneak this mic into the office sometime and go in the phone call booth where it's like it's like 2 feet, 3 feet wide, and you just sit and there's a little like 8-inch table there and you can take phone calls. But I think I could set the mic up, but it's supposed to be soundproof, so you'd have some good audio quality.
We'd have one episode where there'd be marginally okay audio, and then the rest would go back to shit. That'd be the one episode we'd promote too. Like, check out this. We're such a great podcast. And then next week, it just sounds like a dumpster fire again.
It has to be a Castlevania episode.
Yeah. It'd be a crystal clear podcast.
Good segue there, Nicholas.
Oh, I think he planned that. That was planned.
Crystals.
Well, he's just saying, I just need it. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
The Fortnite, and
oh,
I really hate
A.
that game ruined the term, right? Because we do an episode every 2 to 3
weeks.
It was
ruined long before that game. You just...
when every British movie ever.
Nick can't even function right now. He's just dumbfounded that you said that same dumb thing again.
We played Crystallis. Okay, we're done. Good night.
John, you didn't pick a shit game.
Yeah, nothing shittier than Crystal Warriors.
We got a thing for Crystal, don't we?
Oh yeah, Pokemon Crystal. Yeah, yeah. And now that's going to be my goal: find everything that has Crystal in a title.
Well, my Buddhist friend, we'll go find some, and we'll have a prayer.
Oh boy. John, I was impressed with this game title, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it.
Liked the game or just the title? Did you just like the word?
No, Crystal? The game. I mean, I have the same complaint. I think Matt has the same complaint.
Yeah. All right, so I'll set the table a little bit here.
We played
Crystallis, which was made for the NES in 1990 by SNK, and it got a reboot to the Game Boy Color in 2000, and more on that later. But I think SNK was the juggernaut back in the day that pumped out a lot of arcade games, and they had the Neo Geo system, and they did a lot, man. I looked at the company.
They got a massive list.
It is a giant library, but they started out like way, way back when I think Atari was first coming around. And they've been around for quite some time, and they've changed hands and gone a little bankrupt and done a little comeback. And the whole history was lengthy. I was like, holy shit. So I skimmed it. And they are currently owned by a Saudi prince.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was in 2019.
Were pissed about that too. I think there was something that was a big internet kerfuffle about that.
Yeah. So they finally got their company back in like 2016. They officially dropped Playmore, which was another company that kind of absorbed them and took their name and hyphened it. They returned to SNK, and they made Samurai Showdown 12.
Samurai Showdown 57, King of Fighters, yeah. 2000.
Right. Another fighting game, because that's what they did.
Yeah, it's all about the fighting games.
They did all of them. And I have Samurai Showdown for the Super Nintendo, and it was a lot of fun.
Where's World Heroes? Bring back World Heroes.
Was that World Heroes? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was them. Brocken.
Dude. Yes. Rasputin. World Heroes 2. Yes. I got to get the second one. So they put that out. And then in 2020, MSK bought them. Or no, sorry. They acquired a third share of SNK. And it's owned by Mohammed bin Salman. Salman? Just Salman. I know there's the Mohammed bin Salman is another one. So I'm not sure if this guy has any other notoriety, but it's kind of funny that this guy just bought a video game company.
Well, he probably is buying it like us, but he had money to actually buy and put towards his childhood.
He's the same age as us. So there we go.
Holy shit. A hell of a midlife crisis. We're springing for Game Boy Color titles and he buys a fucking company.
Yeah. He was born in August 1985. So this dude definitely knows what he's doing.
Do you think he hides his purchases from his wife or wives?
All of them.
You bought another gaming company, didn't you? What am I going to do with this?
Oh, man. That's good shit. Okay.
We should see what it costs to buy a title. This is an old title that has nothing, that has like no real value to it.
Yeah.
Nick buys Custer's Revenge from Mystique because that doesn't backfire at all. Beat him and number eat one, him.
Number one game of 2022.
Right. Remake. So SNK made this game and Crystalis is about a post-apocalyptic world that was the result of a nuclear war 100 years prior. And so civilization kind of went back to the old ways.
The war was in 1997.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which makes sense because was this around the time of like Terminator and stuff like that?
1990?
Yeah, like the first Terminator.
I don't remember when the first Terminator came out. I think it was in the 80s, right?
80s. The second one was 90-something, I think.
91.
But everyone was convinced the world was going to end at 2000 anyway, so it makes sense.
The 90s definitely got a little apocalyptic. So the one difference is that there's a giant floating tower, right?
Yeah.
That which kind of tries to keep peace throughout the land. And you fight. There's a lot of mutants and monsters running around. And of course, there's the evil empire of Dragonia that wants to take control again. So pretty standard plot of a game. So you awake and you are, I didn't name my guy. So his name was just SNK.
Same.
And yep.
You didn't name
him. No. Did you name it John?
I just named it Matt.
What? You didn't name it John for once. Oh, my God.
No, I always named the other character John. Bad guy. So in Pokemon, you're always my nemesis.
Gary. Oh, thanks, dickhead. Eventually, you and I will come to a battle about who is who in Final Fantasy III when you get to name characters.
Because
that was fun.
You're clearly Selous. You've always been Selous.
Oof, you're... Oh, I got it. You're Strago.
Oh, dude. That's a piece of trash.
Either that or what the fuck was his name? Gambit? No, that's X-Men.
That's wow. not even close. You're just reaching at this point. You're Wolverine, right? Yeah, that's me.
I might have rubbed the crystal too much today.
Oh, rubbed your...
We're all guilty as charged.
Yeah. So your hero has to go on a quest to save the world and or save the mages to prevent Dragonia from taking over. I kind of got lost in the story of this one.
The plot kind of meandered. I mean, you had to talk to people to find out stuff. So I mean, like
and it got kind of annoying because as soon as you bumped into someone, you would talk to them. There was no, like, you go up to them and push a button. It was like, as soon as you make contact, they talk. So, like, if you're trying to make your way through town, you might talk to the same person, like, 16 times.
So that was actually kind of one of my pet peeves of the game.
Yeah, there's a list.
We'll get to that list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I picked this one because it was on the NES library on the Switch. And, of course, it's one of my hidden gems. It was touted by a few people that this was one of those. And most of my hidden gems have been fool's gold so far. So I'm going to get off that train for a while, I think.
I think you need to quit while you're ahead because I think you're probably not going to do better than this.
Yeah. I might play it before I just pick it. You know?
What a concept.
Wow.
Yeah.
John's like, I don't want to use this to play a game I never played before and have no concept and no iteration of what it means or how this game plays.
It makes talking about it fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're all in the same field, Mr. Pokemon.
Hey, solid picks. Solid picks.
Nick has extremes. So, Nick is extremely Nick hot does. Or extremely cold.
What would be my extremely hot and what's my extremely cold then?
I mean, you had Castlevania, you had Donkey
That's
Kong Country.
That's our hottest one, right?
Yeah, that was a sleeper pick on your part. What else have you picked? God, editing Nick's going to be a bitch this episode. I think Nick sits down with like a scratch paper. Like you, John, I think don't actually plan on it. You just are annoying to edit. But I think Nick sits down and just like, I think Matt would hate this. I think
his chair, boom arm, his fucking boom arm that always like creaks.
I think I'm going to set off my car alarm 6 times. Matt will like that.
However, to make you miserable.
Edit his wife out.
Oh, no, I left that in. That was great. That was one of my favorite intros. So.
Yeah, man, I don't want to like focus too much on the story of this one because it's pretty routine. It's pretty
this plays like Zelda.
Rehashed.
Yeah,
it plays like
it's much
was talked about as a Zelda-like game, except there aren't the puzzles of Zelda. There's more of the RPG battle portion. Like I don't think there are any puzzles.
There's not even really. It's an action RPG, so meaning you don't have the true role playing as far as
you don't have turns and all that
turn based fighting. But at the same time, one of the things is leveling is a bitch in here in the game, but you don't know. Also, there's no real perks of leveling realistically.
Well, to make it through the game,
you can't get through the game without it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like. Usually get like
speed runs on this one.
Yeah, you don't get like extra strength boost, or you don't get anything like. I mean, besides
you get more life and magic.
I think you get it all. I think you get. I think it boosts your health, your defense, and attack. I think it boosts it all. You just don't notice it.
I think that's what it is. You don't really notice it because it's not like you're put like. I think when I think RPG, I think of something where you're adjusting your stats, or you're seeing your actual.
You can pick it.
You
can decide. No, I mean, that's older RPGs, you couldn't really delegate where shit goes anyway. But yeah, I didn't like that you had to be a certain level to hit things. Like you could hear, and I didn't have the volume on for a lot of this, so.
I didn't either.
I had to do a lot of trial and error. So if you aren't a proper level in this game, you won't do any damage. You go to hit something and it'll make a little metallic tink sound. And then you're like, well, what does that mean? And, oh, I got to go level.
Or you have to make sure you have the right. Also, the one thing you have to make sure you have the weapons. Right weapons, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all elemental base.
There wasn't a lot of what's it called? Grinding in this because there weren't items. Like enemies didn't drop stuff for you. There wasn't like you cut something down and there's a little healing thing. It only appeared one time and then it was done. Wait, and then you had to go back in and buy stuff.
You didn't grind?
I did. I did. Oh, okay. But like there wasn't a lot where you could go into an area. Yeah. Like you couldn't go into an area and just keep cranking. I mean, like, you know, in other ones where the enemy will drop something or there's a free heal.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy. So again, Matt, you like it. Game's a little harder, and this one was harder to get through because there wasn't a cushion like in other games where there is free stuff to be had because enemies respawn quickly and items weren't there. So like if you got damage, you had to be very careful with when you healed, where you healed. Like, dude, the enemies that would fly in randomly.
Oh,
those things pissed me off so bad.
I found the hit detection was really hard. It was really hard to try to line up with it.
When you have to get on the platforms and to go, like the platforms that were over an empty space.
Yep.
and something would fly in and just knock you off, and you'd have to go down and find. That was a pain in the ass. You had to like just move just to the right spot to dodge it, and you couldn't hit them because then you'd get pushed back. So it was tricky to get through some portions of this.
Do you always have your sword charged no matter what?
To two. I would charge it.
Now, was there a way to get it to charge to two and not three? That's one of the things I didn't like about this. I wish there was a way you could turn off. So in the game, for the listener out there, you are throughout the game, you get, well, for mom, there are four swords, five at the tail end, but each of the swords has its own element. So wind, there's a fire, there's a water, and then there's a thunder. Yep. And the power of your sword can be upgraded when you get these items. I think the first item is a ball and the second item is a bracelet.
Yep. Yeah, it was a big cuff bracelet. And I found that if you took the bracelet off, you could just do to level two.
Oh, I thought that it did one. No, it would do two.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was the way to do it. But when if you don't have all the cuffs – and you still had a couple like of the ball ones to hit enemies to level two, you had to go equip that ball and that sword. So like portions of this game were a pain in the ass because you'd have to change your sword and then go deselect the ball of the other type. Otherwise you could only do level one hits.
And things had immunity. So you were constantly running into the menu, which we'll talk about the menu system later. But you would constantly run in through the menu and you'd be like, all right, this guy's immune to fire, so I need to go do something else. You kill him, and then another guy would.
Enemy to enemy.
You're constantly shuffling sword and ball or bracelet. Sword, ball, or bracelet.
That was not well thought out. I did like the graphics on this game, they were pretty good for the NES. And so was the music. And that dungeon music, dude, I swear to God, is like a Zelda ripoff, like Vanilla Ice with Under Pressure. Like, it sounded so similar to the Zelda.
Oh, yeah, the thing, this was also at the tail end of the NES going into, I mean, the NES going into SNES. Because 1990, right?
Yeah, I figure late 90, 91, I think, was Super Nintendo. It was right on the horizon. This is the tail.
Yeah.
The tail end of when it, I mean, it kept going throughout the 90s, like into the 94 or something.
I think
like that.
85 to 94 was the NES window, I think.
But I mean,
November 21st, 1990 was when the SNES came out. So,
yeah.
So usually you always see that. Like, you even see it with the Super Nintendo, you see the games evolve, you know, down the road. I mean, look at the first SNES game, then look at something like Donkey Kong. You know, that was, Donkey Kong was made near the end of the life of that. So once, you know, developers understood the, you know, it was built, they really took advantage of it.
And they did in this game, I think, because this game, it really looks good. I mean, it is a good looking NES game. And
yep.
It's fast. It's perky. The scrolling's nice. You know, I mean, all the things that you would expect out of an NES game like this, it does.
Yeah, there was a lot of variety to it with the hits and the enemies and what could happen, but it just was not put together well.
It's like the game is good on the cusp of being great. Like just some small refinements, which could have happened, were easily doable at NES. It's not me as a, you know, a modern gamer nitpicking this old game. Like, if they had a few tweaks, I mean, this game would be like instant classic.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. The boss fights were challenging. The world exploration was good. I constantly had to look up where to go, and you know, there was a lot of different parts and places you had to go and quests that you had to do, but it just did not feel like as you progressed, like I didn't use a lot of the special powers much. You know, teleport was good. It just felt
healing.
Like things. Yeah. That drained your
refresh.
But then like trying to find the magic healing, like the MP restore, you had to find those magic rings or you just had to go stay in an inn.
I
think later in the game,
I would never drain below what I needed to be in order to teleport back to town and then then heal up.
Yep. And it got easier to go teleport to a town. But just the enemy respawn was tough. Because like some of those flying guys, like, holy shit. You'd be like, I'm going to rush through this part and not get any hits. But then one of those flying guys would come in and hit you like 3 times. And you'd be like,
what I immediately did was I ended up pretty much going and grinding for money and XP. So I did that for the like first part. Like I didn't even do like I don't think I actually complete the windmill part until it was like level 2 and halfway through becoming level 3. And I actually raked up all the money and went to the store and kept on buying stuff. So I itemized it myself. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it this way. And I think going through a lot of stuff a lot quicker too.
The halfway point, I think, is where like you got a lot more money from things and a lot more experience. But, you know, the experience, every level, it jumped quite a bit for what it took to get to that next level.
It seemed like it gave you spots where you would get a lot of experience for a certain enemy. Like I remember being in the water area. And there was this one cave that you took in order to get, I don't know, it's like a cave that had like jellyfish in it.
Yeah.
And you get like 100, 150 experience. And I sat there for I don't know how long, just like gaining levels, killing these jellyfish, going back and forth, kill, kill, kill. I found spots where I could grind and just ground.
Yeah, when you're swimming around on the dolphin in the water area, the angry sea, those guys gave you 100 something.
Yep.
Experience. Yeah. The castle right after that, I struggled in because there were those guys that you couldn't hit unless you charged up to level 3 with one of the swords. And then I didn't know what sword. It was like, oh man, the sword switching really crippled this game for me.
I wish there was an easy thing like, and we can talk about the buttons later, but I mean, even if you just push select and it would automatically cycle, I mean, that would have been huge to not have to go in through the menus so much.
Yeah, if they put this out on the Super Nintendo with 2 more buttons or the bumper, like even one of the bumpers, man.
L and R, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes stuff so much easier.
And I think maybe now's the time. Maybe now's the time to talk about the menus and how much it dovetails to what you're saying. If they had more buttons, I think what they were trying to do would have worked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they were hamstrung by how many buttons that they had. So they came up with this really bizarre, like, you got to go into the menu to do this. You got to go, you know, push start to go to this menu and select to this menu and then push start, then select to go to this menu. It's.
Yeah.
And then
once you select an item or a spell you can't hit, or like, it just took away. So, like, mid boss fight, you're trying to do a spell or use an item and you can't do it midstream. You got to go off to the side or like take the time to select that right thing. And it just got tedious.
It's like there was a preference too. Like, let's say you had something in that menu and you selected it and then you went and selected a spell. It's like it would give the preference to the spell. You'd have to go in at times and uncheck a spell in order to use an item or something like that, which is fair enough. But like B is cancel for like most of the game. But when you get into the item menu, B is drop stuff. It's not back out.
Yeah.
So like they changed the buttons that you need to use to get in the menus. Just it was very bizarre.
Yeah. You had to drop down. The swords were right there, so you could pick the swords and the bracelets. I leveled up with the armor. I didn't get to the very end, unfortunately. But there was that psycho armor that healed you if you were standing still, which was a good.
Oh, I never got to that. No.
Yeah. But yeah, this game, the difficulty progressed like with the boss fights, you know, to you could take a lot of hits later on because some of the armor definitely aided you and the shields. And there was a spell where you could have a barrier, but it would drain your MP. You could just watch it drain every second. Like if you had that on, it was like the money armor in Zelda, right? You remember that? And I think it was Twilight Princess.
Yep.
You had that in the very end of the game. That was pretty cool. So the spells had some cool features, but I just didn't feel
what the most useless spell.
Oh, what's that one where you could talk to?
That was
you could understand the
four wise men. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, now you can go to people and you can talk to people that don't speak the same language.
Yeah, the dwarves. It was just for that one village, and then
I'm like, this is the most useless thing.
Yeah. Go this way, young man.
Yeah. I mean, you had some pretty good ones though. I mean, you could do the teleport. I use the refresh quite a bit. I like that one. That one just helped. Like, if you're in a pinch, like those bats. Anytime those bats, I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything.
Yeah, the big birds later on, too.
Yeah.
They were fast.
You know, John, I was thinking about this because I was going through, like, what are the spells? What are the items? You know, you've got kind of a running theme going on this show. You have a habit now of picking games where it requires you to turn into a woman. This is the second game that you've picked for that because they had to do that in Star Tropics, and this game required it too.
Yeah, the Amazon. Oh boy,
that's such an '80s like cliche or '80s or '90s. Yeah. Like we gotta go to the woman village, the Amazons. You know?
Did you guys ever? And it, maybe subconsciously, I like it because I saw. It was Tu Wong Fu, Love Julie Newmar. It was the
what?
Patrick Swayze and John Leguizamo and like Wesley Snipes all were cross dressers. Did you ever see that?
No.
It is funny as
where
hell,
do I
man.
Find this movie?
Patrick, they all are, yeah, drag queens. Hold on. You're going to hear clicking.
Uh-oh. I mean, this had impressive, list of items and unique items, too. Like, I was actually surprised, for an NES game of what you actually had.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is amazing when you look at early NES to late NES. Well, like, early NES games, like Cuckoo Land, where it's like single screen arcade, and then you end up at this friggin' thing, like, I mean... other than the menus, which completely suck, and some of the other hit detection, you know, small nitpicky things, this really hasn't aged all that bad.
If they put this on the Super Nintendo instead, we'd be looking at a top 20 game.
Why didn't they do a sequel? SNK, give me fucking fighting games. Give me another game like this.
Muhammad bin Salman, hear us. So they remade this for the Game Boy Color and people hated it.
Well, they
never tweaked
anything
good.
They changed the story. They changed item locations.
They changed the song. Then they changed the music too.
Yeah,
which is bullshit. We've all got accustomed to getting on our game facts. Our imageless game facts with the little at symbols at the top with a title. I mean, that was so now all those game facts are irrelevant because they made that Game Boy Color title that changed the locations, everything. What the fuck?
Yep.
We did
another,
get the worst
strikeout. What's that?
We did get the worst title though. Because we have it's Crystallis in our region, but in Japan the name of the game God Slayer.
Yeah,
so much better.
So much. That's badass.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think? Do you think because we're so of a Christian society, that's why they didn't pick it? Come over.
Nintendo of America is just crapping themselves. This is right after like the D&D scare where everyone's like, "Oh my god, our kids are turning into Satanists," and here's God Slayer.
Yeah. What was that one? If you played it backwards, that record.
Oh, it was a Beatles record, they thought.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Chicago. Little Nicky. Right, Chicago.
Popeye's chicken.
Oh, fucking A.
But one thing that's weird is I felt like there's so many bosses in this game too. There's so many mini bosses. I mean, you have the vampire, you had the giant insect, you had a general the horn dude.
Kielbasa. I can't remember what his name is, but I think a Kielbasa. Yeah.
He was a prick, man. Like, all these bosses had ancillary things that could hit you. That was the tough part. Like, these were not easy boss fights.
Well, after him, so I'm just looking up the experience. Like, it actually tells you the experience you get off him. The experience you get off from him going to the second vampire nearly times by 5 over there. Yeah. Then going from there, it goes up to 800 to 1,000.
Oh, rockets. Yeah, you level up a lot faster later in this game.
Like, severely.
Yeah. Now, was there a level cap? I can't remember what I got to for a level, but I don't think you can get any higher. I'm scrolling up to edit all that out. I can't think you got any higher than like 16 or 17.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot what I hit, but I didn't. At the end, I checked to make sure like I got to the points that I needed to. Because it was annoying to just sit there and go, and get all your hits right. Because I played on the Switch handheld. So like hitting that, it wasn't easy to hit select on that.
No, the button layout on the Switch sucks for that. Start
plus on the and Pro minus. Controller is fantastic.
Yep.
The Pro Controller is amazing. But yeah, the Switch handheld is not good. Yeah. So another strikeout for me.
I don't think it's a strikeout.
It was solid. Like, it played solid. It played,
beautifully flawed, just like me.
Yeah. I think it could have a little bit more story, oh, hey, you need to be this level to, obtain this or something like actually demonstrate, not where you literally go to okay, I'm going to fight this boss and tink, tink, tink. Well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my frustration with this game, again, is it is a good game. It could have been with just some small tweaks. And I think that's the what if. Like, again, you're looking at a very good game. I would recommend this game to anyone. And I'm bitching about it probably more than I should be because just easily just small, insignificant, seemingly insignificant changes would make this way over the top.
It's not difficult in the right way. It's difficult with operations. Yeah.
But that is a hidden gem too. I mean, they are kind of rough around the edges. They do have
that's true.
So, I mean, I give you that.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a 4.05 on most things.
And that's exactly where I'd rate it.
We did rank it up there in the top 200 Nintendo games put out. I think it was in that
115. I just read it. Yeah. Sorry.
Right there. Mediocre. Yes.
I don't think it's no
strikeout.
No. In the top. Yeah. And we have a problem on this show that Nick and you are both trying to remedy as fucking fast as you can, apparently, where we play a lot of really good games. So a game like this, we're nitpicking and it may end not near the top of the list. And that's not because the game, it's not a bottom tier game. We just have a habit of playing really good games, So
yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't hear about the bottom tier games. I mean, we could go on the Super Nintendo library on the Switch and pick one of those that are absolute garbage.
Mia Hamm Soccer. You've been threatening that for how many episodes now?
Oh, I wish the Wii was considered classic because I saw Cold Stone Creamery game for sale on the Wii. I thought that you guys what the fuck do you do in that game?
Dude, PS2. PS2's got some trash.
They have the most, right? PS2 library?
PS2.
Well, that doesn't went long.
Oh, yeah. PS2 and Wii, you could get some shit.
And I think we need some shit. Next year, we'll talk about that in our New Year's episode.
How we're gonna screw up a whole year. Just pick nothing but crap.
I have to go see what that Cold Stone Creamery game is
you
like,
would.
If it, like, what do you do with the? You just picture sitting there with a Wiimote, like twisting it and flicking it, and like you're just mashing ice cream.
Oh my god! Can you imagine being a kid at Christmas getting a Cold Stone Creamery game?
It's actually what it is. Is it's actually a training tool that they actually use at Cold Stone Creamery. Yeah. It's actually their training guide.
They make you strap wrist weights. Just train with a Wiimote. Oh, dude.
Yeah. I remember when those things were huge and everyone went to those.
That faded fast. I mean, it was just ice cream. It tasted okay.
We got a Cold Stone Creamery where I grew up. I think as they were shutting them down everywhere else. Again, speaking to rural Maine gets everything at the tail end of everything.
I mean, you guys had the Dairy Barn up there, right? That was the staple.
I mean, it was.
Hell, you guys took me to that.
No, I mean, we had ice cream. We weren't like 1700s. I mean,
but. Right? One of your friends worked there and just gave us free ice cream all the time, right? No,
no.
I definitely got free ice cream there with one with you or Justin.
So I had to take. I wanted to take a look and see how many games were actually released on the PS2.
Oh, dude, it's thousands.
I'm gonna go. Right? 3,000.
Yeah, I was going to say like 3,000 for Matt.
John's closer.
Prices. We're going to do prices right.
Price is wrong.
John,
3,001 games.
John was closest at 3,800 game titles have been released for the PS2.
Oh my God.
There's your hidden gem fest, John.
That's where you need right to go. There.
I got it. It's sitting back there. I could order whatever off of eBay now, right? Or just the McBoot. I got the McBoot.
I mean, I've got a hidden gem coming up, and by hidden gem, probably a bottom feeder, but I don't care.
Ooh.
Yes.
I got to see. The Wii has 1,596 games.
Boy, there's a lot of trash on that fucking system.
It is a glorious system with some problems. Mainly,
I think I have
90% of its library sucks
because it's made for 7 and under.
PS2
right?
has
like,
sorry, I was looking up. I wanted to see PS2 versus its competitors at the time. So what that was N64.
Oh man, PS2.
Yeah,
I don't think N64 has 1,000 games.
GameCube. I mean, PS2 is up against GameCube, Xbox, and Dreamcast.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's a GameCube. 600 games for the GameCube.
Wow, that's
yeah, GameCube was small.
But and Xbox is smaller.
You think so?
That's my guess.
Xbox was more than GameCube.
Really?
Majorly. 2,835 games.
For the Xbox? The original? No.
Let's see. Xbox.
That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
That's a lot, man.
I'll make sure it's original.
All sports Wait, games. Just,
1,000 games for the Xbox.
Huh.
I wonder what games on the Wii are in the top 50.
But just think about that, though. 1,000. So concurrent there, and even going through other ones, the PS2 going forward has 3,800 games for it.
And most of them are complete shit.
Well, I said, I wonder how many of those are like... If they're including in that batch of like all the remakes and redones that they've done for other systems, like, you know,
if you could compile the top 500 games of all time, what system comes out with the most?
With the most?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
That actually would have to take time to go over and just start writing down your games.
I think NES would be a sleeper because all the games are so influential. I bet you're going to see a shit ton of NES games on that list. They may not be the top game, you know what I mean? But, oh my God, John, you are clicking awful. You need to get a shock mount.
Yeah, I do.
I'm trying to think.
I'm going to go NES.
I'd probably say for me, it might be SNES.
Yeah, that's a...
It'd be a very close one between that. I'm trying to think what I played the most games on as far as would I have a good affinity to. I think it'd be SNES would be quite in the lead for most of them.
Well, I found a website called PwnRank.
Oh. PwnRank.
Oh boy.
PWN, of course. Yep. PwnRank. They have the top 100 video games. No, these. Am I in the top 500?
Well, I mean, we're establishing our own ranking list. Yeah, so, I mean,
we are.
And that's more important than these other lists because we are an authority on this.
Well, we have a cutoff date, too. A lot of these are going to surpass that date.
Yeah. We're sitting there. Well, now we're talking about the list, John. So,
list.
Where would you guys rank this? And John, I think you've already alluded to where you wanted it to go, but
let me take a gander. I don't know if I've checked the list lately.
It should be current. I've actually done my homework recently. Instead of being all the other episodes were. Nick, where would you rank this?
Do I have in the middle?
I would say one of the middle, like Ninja Gaiden and Silhouette Mirage are kind of in the middle, and then ActRaiser.
I put this above ActRaiser.
Above ActRaiser.
It'd be higher than Ninja Gaiden, I know that.
Higher than Ninja Gaiden. So, okay, yeah. I'm going to keep working my way up. Resident Evil? Better or worse than Resident Evil?
No, I think it's right there. It's right below, right between Resident Evil and Ninja Gaiden.
Alright.
I'm not on the updated list.
God, I didn't update it?
I guess not. I don't see Crystallis yet.
Well, no, you have to tell me.
Oh, I thought I told you already. Never mind.
Jesus, John, fucking shit up.
Alright, John, where do you think it should be?
Right below Ninja Gaiden.
So we're all kind of hovering around that Ninja Gaiden. So you are in between Silhouette Mirage and Ninja Gaiden?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And then where did I put it? Oh, wow. This is crazy, our ranking on this. So, John, you're actually, out of all of us, you ranked it lower than Nick and I did. So,
yeah.
So going through it, this would be... All right. So I put Crystallis in between Star Fox and Pokemon Crystal, and it is in my number 18 slot currently. Nick... because he has good taste as well, put it between Resident Evil and Ninja Gaiden, and it is also in his number 18 slot. John was hard on himself this week, and it is between Ninja Gaiden and Silhouette Mirage in his 24 spot. So
he's going to flog the hell out of himself after this, I'm sure.
Right now, when we're looking where this is averaged, it is below Aladdin for the Super Nintendo, but above the original Sonic the Hedgehog is where it ended up in our list currently. It is now sitting at number 21. But that'll change in time. But that's where we position Crystallis.
All right.
But Nick, you and I are on the same page for once. That almost never happens.
We're usually there. Like that, there's a lot of good stuff about it. It just had just these tweaks that just needed to be done. And they missed the opportunity of doing those tweaks when Nintendo bought it. The license and put it to the Game Boy Color.
Yeah, they really could have. I wish I had played that version, honestly, where you guys were playing this one. I debated buying it and I didn't.
I know, right?
To mix it up, I should have done that.
I mean, this game also, and a good thing about this game is a good quality game. And it is a hidden gem, like John says. And it's actually buying it right now with the way retro games are. It's not overly expensive on the market right now.
No, what, $20 maybe? Tops?
Yeah, which that's not bad considering all the other games out. Like, I think for that'll $20, that's a solid asset. Game.
That'll be worth $25 in 4 years.
I try to buy all the games that we play, so this will probably be one that I try to snag at some point. Within reason, I try to buy all the games we play.
Yeah.
Ooh, guess who's getting the next two picks, though?
Oh, that's right.
Sega, Sega, Sega.
No.
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 Technically, one is SNES, and the other could be played on both the Sega or the SNES. So, and I don't know, which order do you guys want to do, though, man? So do, my picks.
Do the one that's on Super Nintendo only first.
Oh my okay. fucking word. That's Claymates, Nick. I'm going to murder you.
So, with that, next pick is Claymates.
This is like fucking Quackshot. Platformer that some drunk fucking kid made. What the fuck, dude? Oh.
This is going to be a great week.
There's a screenshot of a cat jumping from one platform to another with a balloon in the back that says good job.
That's you need the assurance.
I'm going to buy you a fucking flask of Fireball and I'm going to make you drink it next time. And you're going to have to name all the Claymates. You're going to have to write me some Claymates fan fiction.
Oh, Nick, could that be your assignment for
this
next?
This is your furry shit. This is furry tie-in. I know why you picked this game, you weirdo. Jesus.
I picked it for the reason you're
the fuck did you look at? I'm going to send you some art from the who made this? They are in jail now for perverted shit.
I can't wait for John next week. I can't wait. Or 2 weeks, whatever it is.
I'm gonna make a Clay Nicholas. I'm gonna do some slow-mo animation. What was that called? When you did the animation like stop frame animation. By frame. Yes. Stop animation. Yes. Just wait.
It's like Parks and Rec. You spend hours working on the days working on this, and you have like 2 seconds worth of Nick getting up on the couch.
Oh, dude.
Nick, solid pick. Good pick. Yeah.
I'm already going to rank it.
Well, you put Final Fantasy Tactics at like your bottom three, John. It makes no
I fucking hated that game.
It makes no fucking sense.
So annoying. I don't want to be the Lord of Cheese. Takes 17 years to do one battle.
Let's get into actually, you know what, guys? Let's jump into also our socials. You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. You can also join our Discord channel where you can hear John talk about his mad love for these games and how much he loves Claymates.
If we don't drop 5 followers after Claymates, I'm going to be shocked.
No, it's fucking Nick's pick. We'll gain them and they'll be our most listened to episode for some fucking reason.
So follow Spin-Retro again on Twitter and Instagram, and check us out and give us a like, follow, and you can see us listen to us on all major podcast systems. So it's gonna be a great week, John.
Yeah, sure.
All right, signing off, guys.
Later.
Bye-bye.